With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hundreds of thousands of Gaza residents are seeking to heed Israel's order to evacuate roughly the northern half of the territory. Gaza bracing for a looming invasion brought on by a murderous rampage launched in Israel by the Muslim terror group Hamas a week ago, which took the lives of more than 1,300 people and left thousands wounded and hundreds held hostage. On ABC's This Week Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Biden administration's goal is to ensure every American in Gaza is able to evacuate.
We have been working round the clock. We have an entire dedicated team that is working on nothing but this, helping American citizens who are in Gaza be able to get safe passage through the border crossing to Egypt.
Leaders from the European Union and the Western Balkans will hold an annual summit in Albania's capital to discuss the path to membership in the bloc for the six countries of the region, Albania, Bosnia, Kosovo, Montenegro, North Macedonia, and Serbia. Also at SRNnews.com, New York is bidding to put new controls on social media platforms that state leaders say will protect the mental health of young users.
Governor Kathy Hochul and State Attorney General Letitia James announced legislation that would restrict the ways online platforms like Instagram and YouTube can collect and share children's personal data. The legislation would also let parents opt their kids out of getting feeds curated by an algorithm and instead offer content from users they already follow. Supporters say the bills are aimed at protecting children from features that keep them endlessly scrolling and endanger their mental health. Jeremy House reporting.
Major pharmacy chain Rite Aid says it's filed for bankruptcy and obtained a $3.45 billion in fresh financing as it carries out a restructuring plan while coping with falling sales and opioid-related lawsuits. SRN News. The Church of England takes another step toward condoning gay marriage.
The House of Bishops has approved a plan to develop what it calls, quote, prayers of love and faith for same-sex couples. Conservative critics say this is just the latest move toward a decision that will eventually allow two men or two women to be formally married by priests of Britain's National Church. Conservative members of the worldwide Anglican Communion, mostly in Africa, are already threatening a formal split over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signing a law to fast-track low-income housing on surplus land that nonprofit colleges and religious institutions are willing to donate. The new measure rezones real estate owned by some schools, churches, mosques, and synagogues to allow for affordable housing to be built more quickly. The church-led movement called Yes in God's Backyard is trying to combat homelessness in the state. California is home to nearly a third of all homeless people in the U.S. SRN News. The bird flu has made its first appearance in the U.S. commercial poultry flocks this season.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that avian influenza, which is deadly to commercial poultry, was confirmed in a flock of 47,000 turkeys in Girald County of South Dakota on October 4th and at a farm with 141,000 birds in Utah's San Pete County last Friday. The outbreaks are the first reported among U.S. commercial flocks since April. Bird flu last year cost U.S. poultry producers nearly 59 million birds. John Scott reporting.
A new study finds the medicine in the diabetes drug Mounjaro helped people with obesity lose at least a quarter of their body weight. That's about 60 pounds on average. The people also did 3 months of intensive diet and exercise. A group of people who also dieted and exercised but got dummy shots instead lost weight initially. More at SRNnews.com.